escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Damn, Skippy, we starting now. Happy Wednesday to you. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. I did miss that.
I did too.
I did miss that. Yes. Still getting back.
They buy in. They buy in.
100%. I mean, look, you got it. You got to sell, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you got to sell the experience. And, of course, they always do that. Very much excited for, you know, if I am in the rotation of random people that Seth calls at 2 a.m. I think I heard that this morning. You always want to make sure you listen to those fine fellas. But let's get going on a Wednesday here, as you heard them. Another day of practice, a light walkthrough. We'll hear from them again at 12:40, what some of their takeaways were. And maybe we'll break down some of the thoughts that we had just generally about training camp. You get involved with the program as well, as you hear John Lopez, Figgy Fig, of course, and myself, Reginald Atula, rolling with you. But you always getting involved in the program is always part of the deal. 713-572-4610 is the number to text. One more time, 713-572-4610. But also appreciation to the Mocarum Injury Lawyers for the live streams, both on the YouTube page, Sports Radio 610, and on Twitch, 610 Houston. All right, Lopez, I think we've gotten, how many is it, 11 days?
Yeah, we're pretty much 2 weeks in.
You well, know, actually,
the
no.
Weekends and such.
13 days of practice?
Well, here's why I came up with this question. They started 2 weeks ago today.
Okay, that works. Whatever. Yeah,
so 12.
We're two
yes,
weeks
12,
in.
Because they had two off days.
Yeah.
Good math.
Yeah. So it's a simple question, Figgy. I want you to think about this. Like, think hard.
13.
Put your thinking, yes, I did.
Because the first day counts too.
Yeah.
Regardless. This is why as America, we need to do better at math, just in general. We're not very good at this.
Well, I just counted the days we were
since
out there,
then.
Boots on the ground.
No, you're right.
Boots on the ground, us there, it been 12
2
days.
Weeks today.
We watched 12 together. Practices.
And now that we have established that, it was 2
well,
weeks
Well, technically,
today,
it was 15 days.
When we were out
When they
there.
Walked into the building.
Once again, we have established the baseline here in broad form. A simple question with maybe a very, very complicated answer.
Two
varies. It's a simple question. Which Texan has had the best training camp so far?
713-572-4610. Weigh in.
Yeah. Who's had the best training camp? And I want you to think about this. Not who's the best player. Not who's going to be a starter.
Kalen Bullitt.
Who has had the best training camp? Is that your answer?
Yeah, that's the first thing I thought about. Not the best player. Not who's going to be the best this season, but I feel like we just been hearing his name and gushing over his name all training camp, man.
I think we're going to have three different answers. Who do you pick?
I mean, you're not wrong. I do want to stop a second and, like, highlight the idea that Kalen Bullock has had a fantastic camp.
I don't think you're wrong either, necessarily, in your opinion.
Yeah, I don't think it's a wrong answer.
I think it's very easy to get to the answer there because you go, all right, what portion of this team in general has been the most dominant? And it's easily the secondary. The secondary has been phenomenal. Or maybe not easily, but I think the secondary has definitely showed up in a huge way, taking the ball away. And if you talk about the people in that secondary who have showed up probably the biggest, it's very easy for you to look over and go, all right, that's Kalen Bullock.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would be one of the answers that I would give. Another one that I would very much give, and maybe I'm looking so much through the lens of, you know, what we have done with kind of our pet cats, we knew Kalen Bullock was really good. We did not have answers on what this young man was, and I think that he falling in line somewhat like Kalen Bullock has had an incredible, like, glow up to the point where I wonder how much run he's going to get. I throw in Jalen Smith, J-Rock, has had a phenomenal camp himself in, you know, going from a third round, or was it fourth round pick, somewhere in there?
Yeah.
Of course, third, there we go. And then really looking like a dude who I feel comfortable, at least right now, we still need to see preseason, throwing out there at any given point at one of those corner positions. Like, he has been phenomenal playing against the top and playing against, like, the very, very good players. I mean, he's running with the ones and still getting turnovers and breaks, you know, pass breakups and stuff. He's been really, really good.
Keep in mind, we're saying best training camp. Like, they have done the most for themselves. I came up with two, neither of whom are Kalen Bullock or Jalen Smith.
All right, I might be biased.
But no, I think they're good answers. The two I came up with, well, I'll give you one so I don't have to, you know, waffle here.
No, it's fine.
Kamari Lassiter.
That's a great answer.
Kamari
that was
Lassiter
my second one.
Has done the absolute most for himself. In my view, the Texans, against this offense, which maybe we need to, you know, grade on a curve because the offense, as we've talked about, has not been fantastic. He's becoming a shutdown corner, which means the Texans have two shutdown corners.
Correct.
That changes games. That wins games. Flat out, you can win games if the offense doesn't do much of anything with two shutdown corners. And we've seen it in this town, you know, back in the day and more recently when cornerbacks, you know, get pick sixes and field position and all that stuff, et cetera, et cetera. But I also want to mention my second one, just as a mention here, because I think he's done the most for himself, and that would translate into who's had the best camp, and that's Jalen Knoll.
That was one of the guys that was going through my mind, but I was just like, I don't know how easily I can
just
make
camp.
That note
yeah.
when you talk about just the place that the offense has been, the number of days that we've looked at and we've gone, yeah, the offense has kind of been rough, and sometimes he hasn't had the opportunities. But no, you're right. Jalen Knoll, I went from, I don't know how much I can lean on. They're going to have these guys have to be impact, but Higgins is going to be a guy who's a starter.
Sure.
Knoll is going to be a depth guy.
Third round pick.
But then you also had a number of, with this wide receiver depth, number of guys that you know can contribute at this level. That's one of the things that kind of made it interesting, the you know, depth of this room, knowing that, hey, you have a Justin Watson that you feel like can contribute. Xavier Hutchinson, they like a lot.
Yeah.
Even Mechie, as much as we've kind of complained about, has that performance shown up? We know that he has some talents. Jalen Knoll has been the dude who has flashed, dare I say, of all the wide receivers the most.
Well,
he just gets open in a way that is phenomenal, because you think about him and the speed that he has and, like, all right, is he going to be a little bit of a gadget anomaly? And we know that, like, special teams is going to be something that he factors in on.
Yeah.
But as a wide receiver, he just gets open. And I you know, dare I invoke this name, because I don't think that he fits exactly in the same way. But he almost is like Tank Dell in that way, in that, hey, there's just something about him where you 1+1=3 in a way where you go, all right, you know, he's fast and everything, and that's cool. He's kind of a little guy, but he just gets open. He makes plays. And ultimately, that's what you're trying to do here at camp.
Yeah, and this would have been my argument for Jalen Knoll if I hadn't chosen Kamari Lassiter. And I think this is big points. He could conceivably save you a roster spot. And that, you can't put a price on that. He can give you an extra roster spot, because not only would he be a wide receiver, but he could be integral in the special teams. And as a rookie, they might even use him in special teams coverage in some cases. That's a roster spot. You can't put a price on that when you're cutting down, especially when you have so many good defensive players, et cetera. He'll save you if he continues to do what he's doing. That's another body you can put somewhere else.
Yeah, especially how the Texans been rolling the last couple years with the special team spot.
Right.
Because you had like Sims there, and it's just like they don't really use him as receiver like that. But you could use this guy for both.
Both. And
then really be effective.
And there's that roster spot. And then here's another kind of point for Jalen Knoll. The offense has been bad overall. We can agree on that. You could argue that only two players have really stood out on offense in total, and that's Jalen Knoll and Arianti Ursary. That's it. Like the standouts this camp on offense, true standouts, not what you expected. Again, not starters, you know, hey, Cam Robinson, Jarrett Patterson, whatever. Not receivers like Christian Kirk, which you knew you were getting, But true standouts on offense, I think you could argue Jalen Nolan and Ursary.
And I think Jalen Nolan would stand above Ursary with all due respect to him. Yes. I think the Ursary becomes intriguing to us because of the questions that arise there. I do wonder if you just have an offensive line that you felt confident about, mm-hmm. and we're just looking at what Ariante Ursary has done. Now I feel like I'm negging the dude, and I feel bad about that. If you look at just what he's done camp-wise, I don't know that it's been phenomenal. I've been interested in, like, obviously him being one of the better of those guys. Mm-hmm. I think Noel, you could just say, stands out no matter what camp. Like, you drop him in any of the 31 other camps that are happening, and I think it is noteworthy what he is doing and how he's showing up. So, absolutely, that's a part of it. One of the names that obviously is going to come up with anything with here is the 8-3-2, C.J. Stroud, and I don't know how you can justify that as an answer. Like, yeah. I don't think – and I kind of want to examine that a little bit because C.J. Stroud, he needs to have a better year this year. As much as I think we would push back on the notion that he had a bad year last year that some people hold, this hasn't been a phenomenal camp for him. You can point to reasons why that's the case, which is picking up the entirety of a new offense. I think we'll talk about that some more later on in the program today. But also, we were talking about it just yesterday. The accuracy is not quite the same as what we anticipate typically from C.J. Stroud.
Yeah. No, it's not, and I don't see how you could get there just yet with C.J. Stroud. I think one, and this is going to maybe I'm reaching a little bit, but in terms of just a really good camp, I think Titus Howard, he has embraced the guard position, and when they needed him to pop out to tackle, no harm, no foul, no problem. I'm gonna go out to tackle. Leadership in the room, as they talked about, and we talked about this yesterday, just how, you know, toxic, so to speak, was the offensive line. He seems to be a leader now. I think Titus Howard has had a good one.
I think that's fair. So, somebody mentioned Davis Mills, and I don't know.
Fair.
Can he be eligible for this in particular?
Fair.
He's been really good throwing.
I was going to say, do you feel like he had a better camp than CJ? I'm stretching, but.
No, we
just talk about camp.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to put words in your mouth, but. I know you're not hinting at anything other than he's had a good camp.
I'm judging off of him being the backup.
And if we're talking
in the backup
camp,
role,
which is what we're talking about here, I'm with you. I think he's got great arm strength. He's been more accurate, et cetera. He's not going to be even hinting at the starter. Again, let's reiterate that. But he's had a great camp. Yeah. I think Davis Mills had a great
camp. That's a good thing for him too. Mm-hmm.
Are there any other places that you look at? I know that on the text line, someone is mentioning the tight end room, and they've had their ups and downs. I think that there's definitely been, because we were looking to Cade Stover as maybe having a step forward, and he's, I think those guys have shown up more in like interviews and in conversations about them from coaches, which I guess also is part of the all-encompassing camp. I think that there's still more to be seen as we're trying to figure out what this offense is. I think that they also hinge so much on this offense showing more and more of what it is, especially in the pass game. And I think that probably at least hampers them in my mind.
Yeah. I think you could argue a couple more players. I wouldn't put them in the class of what we picked. Yeah, you know, Figgy picked Kalen Bullock. You picked...
I mentioned Jalen Smith.
Jalen Smith, and I picked Kamari Lassard. I wouldn't put him up there. But you could argue Will Anderson.
Yeah.
You could argue Will Anderson. You know, we know what to expect, and he's a starter.
It seems like his camp's been getting better each year.
He seems to be just getting to the quarterback at will, even more so than last year. So he's had a good camp in that regard. Clearly against the run, obviously. I think you could argue him, but again, maybe not in that class. I think you could argue Toa Toa. That guy was a surprise last year, and he's just taking it to another level.
That's a possibility. Yeah. I think it gets hard when you start getting degrees of the defense just because everyone is having such a good camp, which is why like the guys that we mentioned kind of show up a little bit different because they've kind of stood out a little bit more. But everybody on the defense, I think you can make an argument for. I feel like I have done a great disservice to this one particular gentleman on offense by not mentioning him, and it's Jawar Jordan.
Yeah.
Like Jawar Jordan, as much as any running back has shown up in training
camp.
There's
an opportunity.
He is, yes, and I think that also adds to it. But he has had a standout day in a way that I don't know anybody else in that running back room has. Maybe yesterday shows up a little bit for Nick Chubb, especially with the big breakout run that he had. Other than that, I don't know that we've had a lot of great things in a running back room that, as you mentioned, without Joe Mixon in training camp right now, you kind of were hoping to have some guys stand up and stand out a little bit to give you some ideas. And right now, you're still in that place where you're having to have some conversations or have some thoughts as to how that room shakes out and who ultimately, or not even just who ultimately is there, but how the workload will be divvied once you actually get into regular season play. So shout out to Jawar Jordan, who, you know, second year guy and was kind of just pushed to the practice squad, held on to maybe because more of his size, but he could tote the rock.
Yeah. And just real quick, by saying who's had the best camp, you can also kind of, I guess, lament the fact that these positions didn't have someone step up so far. And that's Woody Marks. I mean, that's a draft pick, fourth round, which is high for a running back. And I think another one is you mentioned, the tight ends. We haven't had a tight end just like, boom, that's the guy.
Which is interesting with the tight ends, because it feels like all of them have done a little bit of something. I think, again, we can lean on some of where the offense is, and then they're facing off against what has been the best portion of your team in camp, which is that secondary, especially those safeties who have been coming on pretty strong. So I think I give him a little deference there. As it also, it feels like all of them are having a better camp as opposed to like one guy being a standout above the rest. I don't know if that matters. And then finally, before we turn this over, a little bit of a shout out to EJ Speed and Azeez in coverage. Like, I think that's a great point, A32. All those guys getting involved in,
I don't know,
kind
about
of
EJ Speed.
Pass breakups.
I had high hopes for him, but, you know, Christian Harris comes in, is immediately ahead of him on the depth chart. Christian Harris is in the walkthrough right now with the ones. I need to see more out of
you. Yeah, you might have to see a preseason game too.
Yeah. No, for sure. EJ, yeah. For sure. And Kix Rocks, you will get the point for Jawar Jordan on your podcast list. Absolutely. But yeah, no, I do want to give some thank you for allotting that point audibly. But yeah, a lot of praise to Christian Harris, who was out there. I mean, it's a light day, and they're just kind of doing mostly kind of walkthroughs. But Christian Harris back on the field today, and also immediately jumps in with the ones alongside Azeez Al-Shaair. We'll talk about that more because I think that is an interesting note and maybe what that can mean for the defense this season. But you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610, just getting going on Wednesday. All right, coming up next, let's get into the Astros, who got yet another victory in what was an opener day. Shout out to AJ Blue Ball handling a majority of the pitching situation. But now you're in this place where the stretch run is beginning. So let's have a conversation about this Astros team headed into the stretch run next.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
And just like that, the Astros again, 3.5-game lead in the AL West. Another victory on the road in Miami yesterday. And shout out to the pen and AJ Blue Ball for being the, I guess, primary pitcher. I forget what they call the guy who's going to handle the main majority of the bulk.
The dude that can get the opener win is what they call him. But it sucks being the opener. You can't qualify for a win.
Well, I mean, Okert handled it well. Yeah. And I had not even realized how much of a struggle he had with that particular role in his past. But he did what he needed to do in the Astros. Yet another victory, 7-3. Probably more importantly, the idea of being able to generate runs again outside of just that really cool fourth inning that they had a couple days ago. They continue generating runs in all sorts of different ways, including a home run from Jose Altuve early on in this game to get them started, get these pitchers having a little bit of a run support. But yeah, you're back in that place where you have a little bit of a lead, and now we look forward, and the stretch run of the season is ahead of you, right,
Lopez? I think it begins today.
Why today in particular?
Well, Arrigetti is back, and behind Arrigetti is hopefully one more pitcher that can come in and be. So a lot of things factor into it. And the number one factor for me is there are 48 games left in the season, if I saw that correctly and did the math correctly, which is always a little
dicey. That's correct. 64-50, so yeah. You've played 114.
So there's 48 games left. And my point on this is there's no more time of, well, this guy's going to be on the DL, that guy's going to be on the DL, let's bring along these guys, IL. Sorry.
I tried not to be that guy.
I'm mixing sports. Anyway, you know, maybe they're going to come back. They're going to have a 2-week, assignment to try to get. No, there's no more time for that. You know, you have 48 games left. You need to get these guys back. That was me kind of slamming.
Damn, okay.
I was slamming the table bit there. I'm sorry. I got a little exercise there. But there's no more time. There's no more time for, well, it's a long season. Figgy, it's no longer a long season.
It's not early.
It's not early anymore. If they're going to make the stretch run.
Come on, man. It's only August. It's early.
I've never heard that. It's only August. You know, so you get one of your starting pitchers back, more to come. Jeremy Peña is back, baby. What is he, 6 for his last 17 since he came back, something like that? Jeremy Peña's back. Yonner Diaz, as a catcher, hits home runs. I can't figure it out. All his home runs are as a catcher, not as a DH. Correa, we know what he can do. Jesus Sanchez can bring it a little. You got the pieces. You've changed your makeup of your template, I should say, of how you win games. Yes, you love the long ball. You got one yesterday. Yes, you got a triple from Jeremy Peña. But you really, the conga line thing is real. You've got a terrific defense now. Like, this is the, there's no more messing around, no more putting it off. This is the stretch run.
I think that's agree. And I think the biggest thing is the thing that you highlighted, the thing that we've talked about a lot. And the thing that I think is probably the biggest question mark is, who are the pitchers that you can get in to give you that level of confidence in what you're doing come postseason? Because, you know, even Hunter Brown and Framber Valdez, there is questions, and I hate to raise them, on, you know, what is more so Hunter Brown when you get to the latter parts of the season. Does he wear down? So, like, giving yourself not only a third pitcher, but maybe another pitcher even that you feel confident in, so you give Joe Espada some choices and some selection when you get to the postseason. And at this point, I do feel confident about you getting to that postseason in that good way, because you start looking at the remaining schedule for the Astros. And, I mean, here in the next week or two, there's a few series that you go, okay, this could be somewhat telling. You'll be back in Boston here in the next series. Or sorry, I'm looking at the wrong thing. And of course, I lost it as soon as I wanted to go to it. But you'll be facing off against Boston again here next week. You'll get the Tigers on the road in Detroit. That's obviously a good one. But I mean, there's a lot of series. You still got 7 games against the Orioles. You still got another 7 against the Angels. You've got, you know, the Braves in here. You've got a lot of series where make your run, give yourself a better circumstance, maybe even get yourself out of the opportunity of having to play, the indignity of playing one of these wild card teams coming in. Like, I think that this is the time where you set yourself up for the possibility of pennant success, as opposed to, you know, the what you did last year, which was get yourself to the postseason and then ultimately have a disappointing postseason, if we're going to be completely honest. Yeah, I think that this is the opportunity that you have to give yourself and set yourself up for success.
Yeah, and you're set up. The roster is you know, perfect for how you play right now. I mentioned the defense yesterday. You know, at one point yesterday, the Astros had 6 Gold Glove winners on the field.
At various points,
No, at the same time.
No, I mean, but like Gold Glove winners at various points. Yeah, but yeah, no, that's right.
So you got the defense back. You know, there's no more Zach Shorts and, you know, all these other, all due respect, you know, coming up and you cross your fingers. Like, this is when it has to happen, and it starts with the pitching. And it starts with the, you know, no more openers, you know, and thank goodness you got the win. But this is when it has to happen. And I think Joe Espada has really taken advantage of sort of the transformation of this team, and they're ready to go.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Yeah, you do have to give him credit. Like, yeah. I think one of the big things that you clearly like a lot, and I like a good amount myself as well, is taking the opportunity when you need to find a way and learn how to manufacture runs. They seem to do a little bit of that. Were they always the most successful? No, but of course, you were working with the Sugar Land Space Cowboys at the major league level. That got rough for a good amount of time. But what that seemingly has done has given them a better, better instinct on how to create runs now. When you have guys that are more successful getting you extra base hits and things of that nature. And yeah, Jesus Sanchez from the 832, would you agree with this? Very similar to Uncle Mike when you talk about Michael Brantley.
A professional hitter.
He does Lord give you that. And a smiler, too. He seems very happy with what he does. But yeah, now you end up in this place where I think the only real question is how many wins can you get yourself? Like, how much of a groove can you get yourself into? And obviously, most importantly, which of these pitchers, you know, and hopefully all of these pitchers come back in a timely manner, which it does feel like we're getting, as I think it was Christian Javier had another outing for Sugar Land yesterday. 3 2/3, 1 earned run, 4 walks, though. But that's all things that you hope that you can get settled in. But which of these guys can come in and be successful at this level and how quickly to give yourself a good chance of being, you know, being the AL championship winner and, like, you know, the representative in the World Series. Like, that's ultimately the level of success that the Astros have set themselves up for, or have set as the standard for themselves over this, you know, decade plus run that they've had.
And the Mariners are I don't think are going anywhere.
They won last night again. I think they were in. Who were they playing again? They were playing the Yankees. That's right, the Yankees.
They're not going anywhere. So you've got to make that run. The other thing that I think is crucial here for the Astros is the way that we talk about Joe Espada, the way that he's running things right now. Not only does he have the players defensively and creating manufacturing runs, he's got options at the ends of games. And that, as you know, that was very much a frustration for me the last couple of weeks because now Mauricio Dubon, he can do so many different things. He can play second if he has to. Obviously, Altuve can DH. But then you have Sanchez. Then you have Urias. You have left-handed bats.
Did you see Urias yesterday at second with that trap?
Yeah. So the options defensively are there too in late inning situations. Make the run. There's no more putting it off.
No, I think that this is as much adversity as the Astros have faced, and maybe I'm speaking a little bit too soon because you're not entirely out of the woods here. Mm-hmm. This is lined up probably as good as you could ask for, considering the amount of adversity that you have sustained, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you could also be in a circumstance where the injuries are hitting now and you're not seeing, at least conversely, where you're seeing kind of guys start to come back at this time period. So, look, all things considered, like, it sucks that we have had to go through this with the Astros in this season, but it does look like things are starting to line up in such a way where the Astros will still be able to take their shot in a very strong way. And I think that, as you mentioned, like, tonight's the night, if for no other reason, Spencer Arrigetti on the mound. What do you expect from him today?
I just want 5+. Just give me 5+. I mean, I'm greedy.
Yeah, I was like, he ain't even give you 5 in his rehab starts.
Give me 5+. And by the way, did you notice that this whole conversation, we didn't even mention Lance McCullers Jr. or Yordan Alvarez?
All right, real quick before we move on.
So you think we don't need them to make a run?
No, I'm saying don't count on them.
Oh, okay.
And this is the time to make a run. Right.
Are you in a place where you believe that with one or either of those, let me phrase that properly. With neither or maybe just one of those guys, that you can do what you need to do? Like, are you in a place where you're willing to write off either one or both of them for the entirety of the season?
Yes. That was the whole gist of this conversation.
You kind of got a plan like
you
that.
You have to.
Yeah.
You have to count on not having them.
Yeah. And then when you do get them, that's a bonus.
Yes.
It's like, okay.
Exactly.
I didn't think I would get to that place with Yordan. I'm not even sure if I'm fully there because I still think the value of Yordan is magnified in the postseason when you get up there. Like, I do think that, hey, Carlos Correa, especially with as much of a clutch hitter as he is, like, maybe he gives you that. Mm-hmm. Not maybe. He does give you some of that, but it's not going to compare to what Yordan is in those spaces.
Right.
I think that that's also going to be something that is going to be helpful for me personally, not that they're gearing anything for me. In this final stretches, can you be a team where you are this level of dangerous to opposing teams and opposing pitchers, even without Yordan? I think that'll be really a good thing to get get some level of guidance on heading into the postseason, because if that's the case, boy, do you have something special.
Yeah. See, I don't see that with Lance McCullers, man.
No.
I just, you know, even if he do come back, I'm not counting on him to turn into Lance McCullers of a couple years ago in the playoffs and throwing 49 curveballs in a row and all that stuff. Yeah. I lost
49.
Faith. I just lost faith in Lance, man.
Yeah.
I mean, if Lance does make it back, like, best case scenario is that he slides into your pen, right? In, like, a postseason circumstance.
I hadn't even really thought about that. Yeah.
Like, I just don't know about him as a starter.
Yeah, who you got starting over him, though?
Well, right now, let's see how Arrigetti does. We still got Javier and Garcia out there, fingers crossed. Yeah, I mean, maybe he is the best in the pen.
Yeah, so Arrigetti, it'll be interesting. We get it earlier today. 3:40 first pitch here as you got Arrigetti on the mound. And the opposite pitcher, Jason Junk. And I don't know if that's how you say his name, but that's how I will be saying his name. Like, I have a strong feeling that
he's
there might be it might be a Junk in there or something. I don't know, but I'm calling him Junk.
And that's a row pitch. Look at that Junk.
Look at this trash pitcher.
Throwing that Junk.
Name. All right. Yeah. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get into our question of the day. 713-572-4610. What do you wish you had a 10% cut of? Let us know, because it sounds like the NFL now has a 10% cut of ESPN. We'll talk about that next. Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. We'll get back to some training camp thoughts here when we go around the NFL. And, of course, make sure you keep it locked. 12 o'clock, we'll hear from D'Amico, and then 12:40, we'll talk to Sean and Seth.
That's a day.
From West Virginia and get some of their thoughts on what is a walkthrough day. However, there's still some interesting notes, including Christian Harris back on the field and in with the ones alongside Azeez Alshire. Plus, on the offensive line, that little musical chairs that we had yesterday with Cam Robinson out, Cam Robinson remains out. The musical chairs look exactly the same, including Ed Ingram being the right guard instead of maybe like a Juice Scruggs who was slid in there earlier. So we'll talk about some of the ramifications of that as well. But question of the day right this moment, and again, 713-572-4610. What do you wish you had a 10% cutoff or 10% stake in? Because the NFL, and we talked about this or we mentioned it earlier in the week, they have officially gotten into bed with ESPN in a different level, as they have taken over 10% of the Disney subsidiary, and they have kind of passed on some of the some of their programming assets under ESPN's domain to kind of further that partnership and obviously make a little money.
Yeah, just on that real quick before I tell you what I want 10% of. Now,
oh, yeah, no, there's some things to talk about
here. Now, it's easy, and we're getting some of these. I want 10% of Amazon. Yeah, look, 10% of Chick-fil-A, 10% of, all the – that's the easy thing. That's the money. I'm talking to get people's wheels turning a little bit. Like the examples I gave, I want 10% of Taylor Swift's followers. Can you imagine what Figgy would do with 10%? Of Taylor Swift's followers?
Man, you wouldn't be able to say a bad thing about them.
And that's the thing is, when you said 10% of their followers, I at first I was thinking the numbers. I want give me 10% of the fervor of yeah. Taylor Swift or the Beyonce followers. Want that. Just give me a little bit of that fervor.
So start thinking about that, and I'll give you some more example. By the way, 93.6 million is the number of followers. But real quick on this, you know I hate it. Yeah, I just hate it. I hate that the NFL is doing this for a couple of reasons. Let's talk about content first. A lot of people are out there saying, oh, well, Scott Hansen is still going to be doing Red Zone.
He is.
They're still going to have the production and direction.
Yeah, NFL will still be producing it.
Of all that. I just, inevitably things change when this happens, man. Inevitably. Yeah.
That's kind of with anything, man. Yeah. We talked about it with Shipley's, how a company from California, and it just threw everybody off. We were just like, oh, I'm never going there again. The stuff might not change, but it's just, it's kind of a bad mental thing.
It might not be overnight. It might not be, that noticeable at first, but it's just inevitably when you own 10% of the company, you dictate. This is the second reason I hate it. You're going to have an influence on content, and I hate that. I hate that the NFL has influence on NFL content.
Sure. That's journalism, guy. I think there is an argument to be made that, hey, we've already kind of been in this space with the partnership that's been there and the ways in which, you can take this back to, when was this, the early aughts?
Mm-hmm.
When ESPN had the, what was it, Playmaker? Was that the show? Mm-hmm. Or Playmakers? And that one got out of here. Now, that was a rights issue, but it's like they were tackling some issues that were kind of unsavory in a way that was a little bit more more open and honest, and probably a little callous if we were a cavalier, if you want to be fair. And the NFL was like, nah, they put the kibosh on it. Of course, they're going to have more opportunities to do that, but they've been in that space to some degree. The question I have is not necessarily on the everyday, because I think the everyday the NFL is good with. I think that continues to happen.
Mm-hmm.
It's things like when, specifically someone like a Don Van Natta, when he pops up and does some of his reporting, is there some impact there? The things that might not shed, that might not look the best for the NFL, and honestly are the ones that are the biggest ones, like the things that we get into when someone like a Dan Snyder is, operating under malfeasance and really treating
That all falls under the same umbrella.
Yeah, I was even going to say players. Like, how would the coverage of Deshaun Watson been if the NFL had some type of stake?
Because here's my point. It's fine to have some influence because that's a, quote, partner, and you have a contract with them to air their games. I get it. But there's a big difference between having a partner and someone having part ownership, and that influence just bothers the heck out of me. I've said this before, I love working with the Texans. I love working with the Texans, but I am never going to work for the Texans. And there's a big difference.
Man.
You know, there's a big difference there. The Texans are fantastic with us. We can say pretty much, and you've heard it, pretty much anything we want about that team. And there's a big difference. That's what I'm talking about, Reggie. But anyway, you know, 10%. I'd like to have a 10% stake. I'd like to have a 10% stake of Figgy's sense of style when it comes to his hair.
Mm. Yeah. Just the hair?
Just the hair.
So you can use it on all that 10% of your hair up there, huh?
I got 10% hair. Why not? Figgy has a good, he mixes it up too, you know, different look.
I mix it up too much.
I like it. I'd like 10% of HEB shelf space for OG sauce.
That's a lot of I feel like I understand.
I want 10% of everything.
The number is already set, but just think about walking to HEB and 10% of the shelves is just not barbecue sauce in general. One barbecue sauce. It's just one. Can you think of how weird? That's just one of the sections. We done cleared out the dairy section and it's just barbecue sauce.
I got a
sauce.
Whole aisle of just OG sauce.
That'd be so weird. How about some other ones? I think that there's been some really good ones that are coming in, both on the text line and on the MOKM Injury Lawyers live stream. How about this? Shout out to Kicks Rocks being altruistic. 10% of the amount of the players on the IL. For the Astros, if we just get those back.
Oh, boy. That's a good one.
10%. Yeah, got almost 20.
They have at least, yeah.
You had almost 20 at the height. If you give me two. Who are your two? Who are your two that you get back?
Yordan and, woo, who's the other one? I don't know about Jake Myers or.
Another name that we did not bring up in our conversation.
Yeah, I forgot about Jake
Isak?
Myers.
Oh, yeah. What? Yordan and Isak, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, those are probably your two biggest power hitters. You didn't go for one of the pitchers, though.
Luis Garcia would be my other one.
Okay.
Yeah. That's a good 10%. Give me 10% of that. Yeah.
See, Kick Rocks, I know that you said no, 10% left on the IL. I don't feel like that. I feel like at that point, you're doing 90%. Like, I feel like you're switching the game up at that point. Somebody said they wish they had 10% of Dell computers. Like, just the computers? You want... That's a lot of computers. That's more computers than even I'd be comfortable with.
Well, I don't know about that. That's saying a lot right there.
10% of the lost loose change in the world. That's
oh boy, loose change.
You're a millionaire at that point. And that's the low end. Like you're definitely a multimillionaire at that point.
It would be a son of a gun trying to put those in those little paper tube things.
Take them to the bank. Hey man, I would just treat that like my job because you would have a mess of loose change.
18 wheeler of those little bags full of coins.
Just yesterday, I used cash for the first time in I think literal months, and I had a little bit of change, pocket change. I think a few pennies, a quarter, a dime. Before I reached my apartment, which you can attest is not more than two blocks away from here, I had lost change. That's not like, I'm not joking. Like I legitimately lost the change. It fell out of my pocket.
Yeah. As soon as you get in the car, man, you sound like Sonic getting hit with the ring, losing his ring.
How about this one? Give me 10% of the Eagles offensive line. That's a good one.
How do you get 10% of five though? Half a lineman?
Yeah, half a lineman. Let's call it 20 for these purposes.
Are there any other sports?
Give me Lane Johnson.
Are there any sports ones that you want? Like any other sports ones?
10% in sports. Oh, that's a good question.
I'm trying to think. I'm inspired to try and make the – because, look, Houston sports is already in a great place.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to see how do we make it just a little bit better.
Give me 10% of the Super Bowls the last 10 years.
I was going to say, this might be a little nerdy. Give me 10% of Mike D'Antoni's offense for the Houston Rockets.
Oh, wow. That's a really good one right there.
I love what you're doing there. If you can guarantee
just hire him on the damn staff. What is Mike D'Antoni doing? He's probably in West Virginia right now.
10% of
maybe
the BS.
Sean need to hit him up.
Yeah, that's right. Let's just send Sean on a little bit of a venture out from practice.
Y'all hung
practice.
Out with him before, right? Last time y'all went out there.
We were in West Virginia. He actually invited us to his house, had a nice dinner, nice spread, good conversation. He was great.
I appreciate this from a very hot potato. Good name as well. 10% of the BS calls the Chiefs get. Yeah, man. If we could just add in.
I knew our listeners would come through.
Yeah, like if we could just get a little bit of home cooking.
Hey, they breathed on CJ Stroud.
See, I don't know about that one, man, because I don't want to be sitting here fighting with other fans.
I'll take it. I don't care. I don't care. I'll take it.
I ain't got time to be trying to defend the damn referees and all that stuff.
Hey, bro, it's Astros fans here. Like, yeah. Look, as a staff, record label, and crew, we're not too unfamiliar. Plus, if you can go scoreboard, mm-hmm. and if you end up getting hardware, I imagine a lot of people make that trade. Like,
I'm not defending no referees, man.
I don't care.
I could defend my team. I could defend everything, man. I ain't got time to be defending. What's his name? Hockley or whoever.
Sean Hockley.
Yeah.
Just ask Show about it. He'll tell you how.
That's stressing him out,
Shots across the bow. Hey.
He's about to lose his mind on these airways, man.
He'll show you how it's done.
Calling everybody out.
He's got it down to a science.
Someone said 10% of quantum physics knowledge. I like this one. 10% of Mike Leach's brain. Because the thing that's funny to me is I just can imagine you getting the 10% that is just like wild animal mm-hmm. thoughts. And you don't get like the knowledge of, you know, offensive football and air raid. Yeah. Like, you don't get that. All you get is just, I now know about primates, like funny anecdotes mm-hmm. and
useless knowledge
stats about primates. Like, I could easily see you getting that, but I have a feeling that if you picked Mike Leach, that you'd be okay with that as well.
Reggie texted in, 10% taller,
like Skilo. I mean, look, actually, you joke. I would love to be 10% tall. When I was a kid, as much of a dork as I was, like, and as much of a basketball lover I was like, just give me the 6'2". If I could be 6'2", I can be point guard size and maybe make some shit.
I need to be about 50% taller. So I ain't gonna waste my little 10% on that. And yeah, I wish I had 10% of JR Sport Brief voice.
Oh, yeah. Ooh,
he got an amazing voice, man.
Yes, he does.
If I had a strong voice like that, I'd be good.
Mm-hmm. Somebody said, give the Texans 10% of the favoritism shown towards the Chiefs. We said that. 10% of the athlete I used to be. Why not go higher? Like, give me 10% of the athleticism that Will Anderson Jr. has. Oof. Like, get me in that space. Or Amen Thompson. Like, give me that. Like, that's where I want to be. I'm trying to jump over some people.
Yeah.
See if I can go make some shake overseas or something. All right. That's the question of the day. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's go around the NFL, where I think today Lopez will be interested in who comes up on the top 100 in the NFL. We'll talk about that and more next.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.